stars in the world here in Roanoke. It's up on top of a mountain, Mill Mounting actually it's called, and it's the Mill Mountain Star, and it's the largest man-made star in the world.
Man-made.
I'll take Consider there tonight, and maybe we can get some pictures of it.
A man-made store, you say? Store.
Star.
Oh, star. Star. Okay. Star. Okay.
Yeah, like tire. I say tire, too. That's the tower.
Okay. Right. All right. So, you're saying Consider did 10,000 feet of climbing. And
she's probably did 10,000 feet of climbing, elevation gain today.
What was the highest summit she did?
The highest summit?
Yeah.
Probably 4,300 feet or something like that, maybe.
Oh, my God. That, wow.
The heights are not like out in Colorado or anything, but it's constant up and down, you know.
Huh. So we're talking with Danny Foster, correct?
That's correct.
And he's the president of the Roanoke Bike Club in Roanoke Valley, all that kind of stuff, which was great, great fun to talk about that with you. But Danny, now you're saying that Conchetta, what she did yesterday from, what town was that in that she was in yesterday?
She left Marion today and she rode basically to Roanoke, Virginia. We're right outside of Roanoke, and that's approximately 90 miles, I think, she's covered today.
90 miles. And would you rate that pretty difficult riding?
Yeah, that was a real difficult ride.
Huh. Wow. So she's earning her wings as a cyclist big time, huh?
Yeah, she's doing well. She did that today. That's pretty well. I rode 100 yesterday, and with a group, so, you know, I can attest to the pain.
But Danny, she rode it with 85 pounds on an 85-pound bike.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
A lot of luggage.
Man, wow.
Got a lot of luggage.
Uh-huh. Jeez, is she looking pretty, like a pretty formidable cyclist to you?
Yeah, she's still able to load her own luggage. That's what's amazing.
wow. So you're going to show her the star on top of Mount. Yeah. What do they call that mountain?
Mill Mountain.
Mill Mountain, huh?
Mill,
and that's the
Mill
Joyce Mountain. Joyce Johnson was telling me that's the only
actually,
town.
Roanoke is called the Star City of the South, and it's called that because of the star.
Huh. Wow. She was telling me that you were one of the only towns with a mountain in the middle of the town.
I was what?
One of the only towns, one of the only cities in the United States with a mountain right in the middle of the town. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's probably correct, yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably other cities. Pittsburgh pretty much has a city mountain right in the middle of the city.
Yeah,
kind of.
Mount Washington?
Yeah, they have climbing and everything, but.
Yeah. Huh. Wow, that's.
I mean, I don't know about it being the only one, but it's one of the few probably that has a mountain. Downtown, the mountain, Mill Mountain's right in down just about downtown Roanoke.
So what's on top of the mountain, besides the star? There's
a
zoo up there. A zoo, yes.
There is a zoo.
Okay.
And there's a park, you know, a little park,
uh-huh.
Florida, and there's some hiking trails and just different, just recreational areas basically.
Uh-huh. So what kind of club is the Blue Ridge Cycle Club? Is that what it's called that you're president of?
The Blue Ridge Bicycle Club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
we have a website. It's BlueRidgeBicycleClub.com.
Great. Okay. What kinds of cyclists make up the Blue Ridge Bike Club? Is it is it town cyclists, tourists, guys and gals that ride Roanoke?
We have approximately 350 members, and most of them are recreational cyclists. I mean, we have all different kinds. There's some touring cyclists. There's different generations of cycling. There's some touring cyclists in the club. It's basically all different ones. There's a few commuters. Our local newspaper just did a story last week about people that actually commute to work on bicycles.
Great.
So,
right.
So that's, you know, That goes on.
So in terms of cycling in Roanoke itself, is it a friendly circumstance, or would you do you guys mostly just kind of go off into the hills to do your riding? Is it possible to do work on a bicycle in Roanoke?
I didn't quite understand your question or hear you.
Okay. Okay. Basically, what I'm wondering is, like, what are the cycling conditions like in Roanoke, in the city itself?
It's basically good cycling. It's pretty roads. It's not, you never have to go far to get to a, you know, a country road to ride on, or you know, it's pretty rural outside of Roanoke. So there's a lot of good roads. The Parkway, I guess you've heard of the
Blue Ridge.
It runs through Roanoke.
Yeah. Huh.
So I ride from my house to the Blue Ridge Parkway and get on the Parkway and ride the Parkway. So I did that yesterday. I rode it's a place called Peaks of Otter, and it's north on the Parkway.
And you rode 90 miles yesterday?
I did 100 miles yesterday.
100 mile ride. Wow. Just banging off. No big deal, huh?
Well, you know, I don't do it every day, but I try to, on the weekends, I try to, you know, ride at least 75 miles or so.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wow.
I try to ride 5 days a week, and, 5 or 6 days a week usually. And I try to average 30, 40 on nights, most nights, and then I ride along on the weekends some.
And you work at a water treatment plant? Is that what it is?
I work at West Virginia Water Authority. It's a water plant. It's a 18 million gallon a day water plant.
Yeah. Do you ever ride to work?
Yeah, I ride to work some.
Yeah. All right. Great. Wow. Well, Dan, it's been great talking to you.